7:37 at Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. Brian Haldane here with you. Going to be with you for another 20 minutes or so. Joined right now by my co-host on Hey Ride Radio, Scott McKay. Scott, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Brian, and congratulations on the new digs.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. We're trying to get our feet underneath this a little bit. One of those things is going to be checking in with you on a rather regular basis since we do the podcast together. No reason not to check in on air as well.
I wish your show was afternoon drive, but it's okay.
Well, yeah, I can drag you. I can get you out of bed in the morning, man.
I'm more your night owl, but it's perfectly fine.
I hear you. Okay, so there's no shortage of anything going on, and we do talk a lot of state politics on Hey Ride Radio, and the legislature is in session. One of the things they're going to be looking at is raising minimum wage. I have a feeling we're kind of going to be on the same side on this one. I think it's a terrible idea. Say you.
Well, it's a bad idea, and I hate to be the conspiratorial, watcher on the walls here, but I mean, I just think this whole thing is really sinister. Anytime you raise the price of something, you're going to get less of it, and that's true of labor as well. I mean, you can see where some of these cities that, Democrats are in control of have, gone overboard raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and all the fast food joints have kiosks instead of people working there now. And I think you're going to see some of that in Louisiana if they do this.
Okay, so I agree with that. It will affect the workforce negatively in that there will be fewer workers or fewer jobs available for those workers. But I tend to think that from a mindset, and I would rather follow like Jeff Bezos' model and have the market determine this and have the market fight with each other to get the best and the brightest on their team.
Right. Well, but remember this, though, Brian, and this is going to sound elitist or whatever you want to say. The best and brightest are not with issue here, okay? Because if you go talk, I mean, we're in Baton Rouge, and there are a good number of major employers around here, whether it's the industrial contractors or somebody who does service at the plants like Turner Industries or something, or the plants themselves. When you talk to the HR people for those guys, what they will say is, hey, man, we can't staff all the jobs we have with people, particularly in the industrial sector, with people who can pass a drug test so they can get, a TWIC card or an OSHA card, And, I mean, it's like a major issue for them. So, and some of these jobs are not, they're not necessarily minimum wage jobs, but, they're some lower end jobs. And they can't fill because it's really, really hard to find people who have the soft skills. Being able to show up to work on time, sober, in clean clothes.
Yeah. When did not being high become a soft skill?
Well, I mean, apparently it's a soft skill. I mean, if you want to work in any kind of industry, you have to be able to show up sober. I mean, you just do, because, that's how you have major industrial accidents.
Well, yeah.
The point is when you talk to those employers, I mean, what they're going to tell you is there's a whole lot of people out there whose labor is not worth $7.25 an hour. And when you price their labor at $9 an hour, nobody's going to want them because you just can't get that much value out of them. Now, if you put somebody on a job for long enough, the level of productivity that they have based on them having some work experience underneath them, will rise. And people who are willing to show up to work sober, consistently on time and clean clothes will ultimately, gain enough of a mindset to go to work every day that their productivity can go up. But the point of a minimum wage job is really just to get people into the workforce.
Right.
And that is where the sinister piece comes in with these people trying to raise the minimum wage is you're keeping people from the workforce, and you're denying them the opportunity to get the kind of on-the-job training that could get them a $12 an hour job or a $15 an hour job.
Right, and there are companies starting at $15 an hour. I was talking about this in the last segment about Jeff Bezos and Amazon, and how what I find is when the market sets the tone, the rising tide, floats all the ships. So
right.
Jeff Bezos, if you're going to go work for Amazon, you're going to want to work for Amazon because you're not making the minimum. Whereas if the minimum is the minimum, no matter where you're at, it's the minimum. I know that sounds redundant, but when you break it down and think about it, no matter what you do or where you are, you're still devalued as an employee because you're being paid the absolute least possible that you could be paid. And when I talk about, you know, attracting the best and the brightest, and, you know, you're talking about the workforce being short of the best and the brightest, that's legit. The workforce is short of the best and the brightest, but where's the motivation to become the best and the brightest?
Well, I mean, you know, when you can't access a spot in the workforce because there aren't enough jobs, which, you know, paradoxically in Louisiana, we have that problem as well as a problem of not enough qualified people in the workforce, if that makes sense. Now, those are generally not for the minimum wage jobs, but, you know, to get that $15 to $18 an hour job working for, you know, performance contractors, for example, chances are you're going to need to have some job experience at a lower paying job to be able to get you there. You know, you generally don't, unless you've got education that a lot of the people we're talking about don't have, you know, you have to have something on a resume that makes somebody want to, you know, think that you're worth taking a chance on at $15 an hour. And, you know, you're denying that by doing, and the worst piece of this is, you know, the bill that everybody has been talking about is Royce Duplessis's bill. And he's a, you know, a left-wing Democrat from New Orleans. And New Orleans is the place in the state where the minimum wage thing actually probably has the most impact, because think about what New Orleans' economy is about now.
Service.
It's about hospitality and tourism.
The tourism service industry.
It's hotel maids. It's bartenders, waiters, busboys, you know, bellboys, strippers and what have you. I mean, there's a whole bunch of minimum wage jobs inherent in a tourist economy. Well, New Orleans at one point had manufacturing, transportation, you know, you had all the jobs from the port and all the rest of this stuff, and they've run all of that off. I mean, you could and look at those really nice office buildings in downtown New Orleans are going condo because they've run all the oil and gas companies out of there, and what's left is, you know, this tourist industry. And now you're going to try and raise the minimum wage, and you're going to poison the tourist industry in New Orleans, because, you know, what are the hotels in New Orleans going to do? They're going to buy a bunch of Roombas to take the place of the hotel maids that they don't want to pay $9 an hour. I mean,
well,
it's a mistake, is what it is.
How hard could it be to invent a machine that makes a bed?
Let's raise the minimum wage above, you know, what it's worth to pay hotel maids, and I guarantee you're going to see those in mass production soon.
Yeah, I mean, you walk into a fast food restaurant and you see a kiosk now, and if we raise the minimum wage again, do you walk into a fast food restaurant and simply see a vending machine?
The technology is there to do all of that. I mean, it's there to do all of that, and I think it's a matter of time before the technology is there to clean hotel rooms automatically, and do a lot of the other things. I mean, you know, you may very well see robot waiters in restaurants.
I think that one will survive, because a lot of that is performance based. A lot of that is gratuity based. The gratuity based industries, you still get paid for doing well.
Oh, I don't disagree. But the whole point is, I mean, you know, you're seeing it in like a Seattle where they did a $15 minimum wage. It's not just the fast food restaurants that are, you know, suffering under that. I mean, you know, it's a lot of, you know, moderately priced and even some high priced restaurants. They just can't make it because it's not just waiters. I mean, it's, you know, it's the line cooks, it's the dishwashers, and, you know, all of the other people that work in restaurants that don't, you know, they don't necessarily get a gratuity. It's, you know, they're making a minimum wage to wash dishes in a restaurant. And I mean, you know, it's killing these restaurants. So, I mean, you know, if you've got enough capital to put robots back there to do all that stuff, then you'll do it. But otherwise, you know, I mean, you can go overboard raising the minimum wage. And, but the other piece to this that's so bad is the philosophical aspect of it, which is, oh, it's not going to kill anybody for them to, you know, pay a $9 minimum wage instead of $7.25. You know, who are you to make that decision? If somebody is willing to sell their labor at $7.25 an hour or $6 an hour just to get a job, you know, who are you to step in and say, no, you can't do that?
Well, and that's been part, and you're self-employed, and I've been an independent contractor on the side for a number of things. I believe in setting my own terms. I believe in negotiating my own contracts. I believe that my value is wherever I put it.
Yeah, well, and believe me, I have months where I could probably calculate it and come pretty close to saying, ooh, I don't know if I made minimum wage this month. I mean, you know, that's what happens when you're an entrepreneur. There's no minimum wage for us. You know, nobody's looking out for me and saying, hey, Scott, let's give you some more money because you had a bad month and your labor was worth less than $7.25 an hour.
Can you imagine a minimum wage for a blogger?
No, there is no minimum wage for a blogger, Brian.
You can't
trust
quantify
me.
Something low enough. Got 60 seconds left. Scott McKay's with us. Got 60 seconds left, Scott. This is election year. Is it just that simple as to why we're trying to raise the minimum wage this year?
Well, I think it's that. I think that, you know, there was this poll that LSU did where they did all these questions and they came back with, you know, 80% of people think a minimum wage should go up. And, you know, we could get
well,
into
if you,
why people
if you
think
poll
that.
Those who are going to receive that minimum wage, of course that's what you're going to get.
I mean, look, you can poll all the lions and they'll say, yes, it's a good idea to go eat an antelope.
Yeah.
I mean, the analysts may think differently, you know.
They should have answered the poll.
Well, that's they didn't get a phone call, so there. But it's just, I think it's just, you know, it's a standard thing that the Democrat Party wants to push, and they're pushing it here in Louisiana. The fact that it's an election year, I mean, they've pushed it every year at every session, so it's nothing new. Right. But I don't think this bill's going to pass either.
Got to jump in. Scott McKay, Hayride Radio. It's available at talk1073.com. Thank you, brother.
See you, Brian.
Later.